I know I feel better overall when I get outside and I get active. But when I don't have the right gear, especially when the weather is unpredictable this spring, it's harder to live that life that I really want. And that's why I'm sort of obsessed now with my Vessi shoes. I have two pairs, and I'm literally wearing at least one of them every day because Vessis are so comfortable, they're easy to get on and off when I'm on the go, and they are super stylish. I love how they look. Plus, get this, they're also 100% waterproof. And I really turn to my Stormburst high tops when I'm ready for a bit more adventuring out and about. They are so versatile, though. I can wear them for everyday errands and getting things done, or taking them into the elements, from beach days to walking around the city to a rainy day hike. Elevate your spring wardrobe with Vessi's Stormburst shoes. Discover more at vessi.com/newsworthy. Get your pair today to get an automatic 15% off your first purchase at checkout and be ready to step out in style, rain or shine. Trust me, you will not regret this. Go to vessi.com/newsworthy to get your new favorite shoes with an automatic 15% off your first purchase at checkout. Today is Friday, March 10th. We'll tell you exactly how President Biden wants to spend taxpayer money over the next year and how Republicans are responding to the plan. Also, a rift between Mexico's president and American lawmakers about who exactly is responsible for the drug crisis. Plus, new rules for screening women for breast cancer. Your reminder about daylight saving time this weekend. No, Congress didn't change it yet. And what you expect from the Academy Awards this weekend. Those stories and more news to know in today's episode. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. President Biden outlined his biggest priorities for the year ahead. He laid them out in his proposed budget. Now, granted, this plan has little to no chance of making it through Congress, especially while there are more Republicans than Democrats in the House. But the president's proposal will frame a lot of the debate on Capitol Hill as lawmakers try to come up with some kind of compromise. Think of this as an opening bid. So, what's in it exactly? A lot of stuff Biden's proposed before, but has never actually become law. For example, universal free preschool, a national paid family and medical leave program, and more big investments to address climate change. Also, more military spending, a nationwide insulin price cap, and various crime prevention strategies. Plus, it promises to reduce the federal budget deficits by nearly $3 trillion over the next 10 years, just to name a few of the sticking points. But here's where it gets to be contentious. How to pay for it? Biden's budget includes a 25% minimum income tax on Americans with a net worth of more than $100 million. Biden also wants to increase the corporate tax rate from 21% to 28% and more. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy and other top Republican leaders responded right away, calling the budget plan reckless. They said Biden's rehashing, quote, the same far-left spending policies that have led to record inflation in our current debt crisis. So President Biden is now challenging Republicans to come up with a concrete budget proposal of their own so negotiations can begin. To be continued. Lawmakers held their first hearing on railroad safety since the toxic train derailment in East Palestine, Ohio. And with that, the CEO of the rail company Norfolk Southern got a grilling. In his opening remarks, Alan Shaw apologized for the impact last month's derailment has had, and he promised to make it right. He also highlighted how the company has committed $20 million to invest in the area and reimburse people for the trouble it caused. But lawmakers still questioned Shaw about everything from safety to the railroad's staffing policy and sick leave. He said the company is making some changes, including hiring more staff. Overall, the hearing lasted about 3 hours, and it's expected to be just the first of many. Meanwhile, the National Transportation Safety Board is still investigating Norfolk Southern's safety and culture. The East Palestine derailment is just one of a few recent incidents involving the same company. In fact, just before yesterday's hearing, another Norfolk Southern train derailed, this time in Alabama. About 30 empty train cars went off the tracks, but no injuries were reported. It seems Russia has added a sophisticated missile to the mix. In the early morning attack yesterday, where airstrikes targeted cities across Ukraine, Russia used several hypersonic missiles known as Kinjals, which means daggers in Russian. Even though Ukraine said its air defenses did shoot down some drones and missiles during the wave of attacks, they have no way to stop these Kinjals. This is the most Russia has used in a single wave since the war began more than a year ago. Hypersonic means they can travel at least 5 times the speed of sound. These missiles can also change course quickly and are believed to be nuclear capable. NPR reports even U.S. officials have suggested America should upgrade its defense systems to handle these. So there's growing fallout from that kidnapping near the U.S.-Mexico border we told you about, and it's causing some tension between the Mexican and American governments. Remember, 4 Americans were kidnapped and 2 of them were killed. Since then, some American lawmakers have told Mexican authorities to, quote, clean up your act, and have advocated for sending the U.S. military into Mexico to take action against drug cartels. Well, that sparked an unusually sharp response from a Mexican president, Andrés Manuel López Obrador. He said he would not allow another government to intervene in Mexican territory and that the U.S. should instead focus on stopping its own appetite for illegal drugs. Now, Reuters reports investigators are looking into the possibility the attack against Americans in Mexico last week was somehow linked to drug trafficking. Already, a Mexican drug cartel has apparently taken the blame for this abduction. 5 men were found with their hands tied in Matamoros next to a letter attributed to the Gulf cartel. That letter said those were the 5 men actually responsible for the kidnapping and that it was handing them over. It also apologized for everything that happened. And we should note, despite these recent killings, violence against Americans in Mexico is rare. The U.S. State Department says 75 Americans were killed in Mexico in 2021 out of the nearly 29 million Americans who visited. Climate scientists say there's actually some good news for the U.S. and the rest of the world. La Niña has ended after 3 years, one of the longest La Niña periods in history. And that's good, since the climate phenomenon means more hurricane activity in the east and deeper droughts and wildfires in the west. Experts say La Niña is also often more damaging and expensive than the opposite weather phenomenon, El Niño. The federal agency known as NOAA says the world is now in what's considered neutral condition. Research has found when conditions are neutral, there tends to be fewer storms. Though this might not last long. El Niño could be on the way for this fall, which could bring wetter than usual weather to the south and drier, warmer air to the north. Though it's too early to really know for sure. So stay tuned. More news is still coming up, but first, a quick break for our sponsor. Hiring is one of the most important things we can do as business owners, and finding the right tools to help out can go a long way. So don't spend hours on multiple job sites looking for candidates with the right skills when you can do it all with Indeed. Find top talent fast with Indeed's suite of powerful hiring tools like Indeed Instant Match, assessments, and virtual interviews. If you hate waiting, Indeed's U.S. data shows over 80% of Indeed employers find quality candidates whose resume on Indeed matches their job description the moment they sponsor a job. I know when I've had to hire, it feels like I needed to move fast and not waste any time. Well, turns out finding great talent does not have to be a second job. You can reclaim your time and find top talent fast with Indeed. And now with Indeed, you only pay for quality applications that meet your criteria. Visit Indeed.com/newsworthy to start hiring now. Just go to Indeed.com/newsworthy. Indeed.com/newsworthy. Terms and conditions apply. Cost per application pricing not available for everyone. Need to hire? You need Indeed. The FDA announced new regulations in hopes they'll help more people catch breast cancer sooner. We told you back in October they were working on this, and now it's official. Under these new standards, mammogram providers will have to tell patients if they have dense breast tissue, which can make imaging less precise and cancer harder to find. The FDA says they'll also have to tell patients to talk to a doctor about getting additional screening like an ultrasound or MRI. Besides making the screening process a little tougher, the CDC says the denser your breasts are, the higher your risk of breast cancer. You can't tell if you have dense breasts without imaging, but it's a very common thing. The CDC says about half of women 40 and older have dense breasts. And breast cancer is the second most common cancer in women after skin cancer. But most women who get breast cancer do survive it, especially if they catch it early and get treatment right away. There was a big data breach at the health insurance marketplace for the nation's capital called DC HealthLink. And with that, about 170,000 customers had their personal information exposed, including hundreds of lawmakers and their staff. And the FBI says some of the leaked info is already available for sale on the dark web. House leaders say the information the hackers accessed includes social security numbers, home addresses, and the names of spouses and children. The FBI and Capitol Police are now investigating. DC HealthLink says it's working with investigators and providing credit monitoring for its customers. Former President Trump has a new book coming out, but this one is not a memoir. It's actually a collection of private letters written to Trump over the years from presidents, royals, celebrities, and business titans. It apparently includes notes from people like Princess Diana, King of Pop Michael Jackson, former Presidents Nixon and Reagan, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, and North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un. Axios says one letter from Oprah Winfrey in 2000 says, quote, "Too bad we're not running for office. What a team." Though when he was first a presidential candidate in the 2016 race, Oprah endorsed Hillary Clinton. The book comes out next month, and it's selling for about $100. It's almost time for the 95th Academy Awards. This year's Oscars are happening on Sunday in Los Angeles, and Jimmy Kimmel is making a comeback as host. The Academy says this year, winners to all categories will be announced on the live show, unlike last year when some categories were taped in advance. The indie sci-fi hit Everything Everywhere All at Once has the most nominations with 11. Close behind are a couple of movies with 9 nominations, dark comedy The Banshees of Inisherin, and World War I film All Quiet on the Western Front. You can watch the ceremony live on ABC starting at 8 p.m. Eastern on Sunday night. All right, heads up, it's daylight saving time again for most Americans starting this weekend. So clocks will jump forward by 1 hour early Sunday morning. And yes, that means you may lose an hour of sleep. Then the days will start to feel longer since the sun will be setting later in the evening. Now, I have heard people say they thought Congress got rid of daylight saving time, but it hasn't actually happened yet. For years, really, politicians have talked about ending daylight saving time for the whole country, like a handful of states and territories have done already. And the Sunshine Protection Act was just reintroduced in Congress last year. It was approved by a unanimous vote in the Senate, but it never got a vote in the House. So now the process starts over again in the new Congress. If it passes, you won't have to change your clocks ever again after this weekend. If it fails, our clocks will fall back again in November. That's it for the main news today. So now it's time for Feel Good Friday, when we bring you one extra feel good or positive news story before the weekend. But first, a quick break for our sponsor, Green Chef. Okay, if you are looking for delicious yet still convenient recipes and food for you and or your family in 2023, you are going to love Green Chef. Green Chef is the number one meal kit for eating well with dinners that work for you, not the other way around. And I can tell you, after getting my first box, the meals are so good. I recently made maple butternut squash risotto with kale and toasted pecans. Usually my husband and toddler aren't big fans of kale, but with this recipe, we all ate it, no problems. I also appreciate that Green Chef's recipe feature organic produce, premium proteins, and sustainably sourced ingredients. And yes, you probably have heard me talk about meal kits before if you've been listening for a while when I've used HelloFresh. Well, Green Chef is now owned by HelloFresh, and with a wider array of meal plans to choose from, there's something for everyone. I love switching between the brands, and now my listeners can enjoy both brands at a discount with me. Go to greenchef.com/newsworthy60 and use the code newsworthy60 to get 60% off plus free shipping. Again, simply go to greenchef.com/newsworthy60 and use code newsworthy60 to get 60% off plus free shipping. And now back to Feel Good Friday. So here's another example of some good that can come from social media. A Utah middle school teacher named Garrett Jones recently posted a 6-second video on TikTok that sparked a wave of generosity. It said if 2,673 people sent him just $1, he could pay the outstanding lunch fees of every student in his school. As he put it, quote, "The last thing a kid should be worrying about is how much they owe for meals." Jones told Good Morning America at that point, he really thought, best case scenario, he'd raise a couple hundred bucks. Well, that 6-second video has since been seen millions of times, and it's helped raise more than $30,000. So Jones says he's paying off school lunch debt at his school and many others. He says he was moved not just by the money, but also the comments that came from people who donated and really cared about kids going hungry. So now Jones is hoping his viral TikTok video can spark a conversation and encourage other people to see if they can help where they live, too. All right, we'll be back tomorrow with our special edition Saturday episode all about emojis, including how different generations use them differently and why some may be offensive without you even realizing it. Then join us again Monday for your next news roundup. For now, thank you so much for listening and have a great weekend.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.